Authorities believe the 18 bodies found near a shack on the edge of a forest could have been migrants.
And here in Australia, there were warnings this week of a serious summer of fires ahead. After three relatively wet years, fire authorities warned about bushfire risks across large parts of Australia's north and east.
Right across the world, we're seeing more fire disasters. And that's so concerning because this is a pattern now, because these things are repeating.
David Bowman is a professor of pyrogeography. Yes, he's a bushfire expert at the University of Tasmania.
The most rapid change as a natural hazard is occurring in wildfire disasters. So it's not to say they're the worst or the biggest natural hazard disasters. They're just the ones that seem to be on an uptick.
Can you tell us more about the Northern Hemisphere fires? What made them so severe this year?
Well, what's making fires around the world full stop severe is the fact that we're in a warmer and more drying climate. So we're aridifying, we're drying out landscapes, and that's extremely serious because it increases the efficiency of lightning ignitions and it increases the likelihood of fires from human sources. And all of these fires are causing basically like a fire fever. Wherever a fire can be, fire is finding a way to spread into these landscapes.
So quite a few people think the fires overseas could be a warning for us here. This week, Rob Webb from the Australasian Fire Authorities Council said that we could be headed for the worst bushfires since Black Summer.
The strong message is that plan and prepare. We're often asked at this time of the year, will it be as bad as Black Summer? But the strong retort is it doesn't need to be a Black Summer to be dangerous.
David, why is the risk so serious this year and where is most vulnerable?
So the risk goes back to these warming temperatures. And so if we have dry winters like we've had here, that means that the landscapes are drying out earlier and they're drying out more effectively. And when you go into an El Nino, typically you see drier and hotter conditions. A hot, dry summer is going to be a very significantly scary thing because so much of the landscape will be primed to burn. But there's a second dimension. And the second dimension is the effect of these wet seasons. We've just had the La Nina and we've had a lot of flooding and a lot of rain. A massive amount of that water ran off in floods, but it also caused prolific growth. So you've got all of this very, very flammable material across the landscape. And then we're going into this lightly, very hot, dry summer. And we've got ingredients to make a very dangerous fire season. I would be seeing most likely very fast moving grass fires. So a lot of areas that people are not sort of used to seeing fire, maybe, and around the edges of towns and cities. And also we may see some really significant short and severe fire outbreaks in forests.
Okay, so I just want to spell this out. So we've got a few factors coming together. El Nino, which is helping make things hotter and drier. There's more bush, as you mentioned, because of all the rain we've had over the past couple of years. And then climate change on top of that. And we know that climate change is making these events more severe and more likely to occur. How much worse will these disasters and fires get, do you think, with the current trends of warming each year?
Well, the nightmare scenario is that the forests around the world become major sources of greenhouse gas and they turbocharge climate change. And then you could go into basically, you know, it's been theorized a hothouse world where ice doesn't pretty much exist anymore. Now, it's unlikely that we would get anywhere near that, but we've got to be really cognizant of the fact that all of these fires are pumping more greenhouse gas into the atmosphere and exacerbating climate change. So we're going to start thinking about the effect of wildfire on planetary health.
Okay, that sounds like something we need to start getting prepared for now. After the last bushfires, we had a Royal Commission into the fires and also into other natural disasters. Can you remind us, what did it recommend and what's come of it? Are we ready?
So the Bushfire Royal Commission was, you know, an amazing survey. And they touched on all of the key issues: preparation, community responsibility, resourcing, firefighting, and so on. And the problem is that those recommendations are really only being acted on in a very gradual way. So it's incrementalism. And we're not seeing the transformative, the vibe that we need, that, you know, suddenly it's like, wow, you know, we've really got to get a grip on bushfires, and we've really got to change community attitudes. We've really got to change the way we're resourcing firefighting. We've really got to drive bushfire adaptation. That we're just not seeing that. We're just seeing small incremental changes, and they're all important: increasing resourcing, increased fuel management programs, and so on. It's not to detract from the efforts that are being made. It's just that it's not that sense of this is a switching to a major prioritisation of this issue. And that is concerning, because we're meaning that we're going into a dangerous fire season not particularly significantly better prepared than we were last time.
So, David, you've described a pretty dangerous combination. Conditions are getting worse, fires are getting worse, and on the whole, we're not doing enough to prepare ahead of what looks to be a pretty dangerous summer potentially. What will happen, what could happen, if we aren't ready when the next big lot of fires ignite and start spreading?
Well, Lahaina.
So you mean the most recent fires in Hawaii?
That was exactly that problem, that the tragedy, the absolute bone-crushing tragedy of that disaster was that if there had been better fuel management and fire preparation in that community, they could have avoided, significantly avoided, the catastrophe that unfolded there. And, you know, what's particularly crushing is that fire scientists, fire managers had been saying that in the Hawaiian Islands, that we had to get a grip. And there was, again, this sense that we've got all the time in the world, and you don't. And now the recriminations are bubbling up.
David Bowman is from the University of Tasmania.